This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. I'm not liking this at all. I am not liking having to wear a mask all day. I don't have coronavirus. I'm not at risk. But I guess they are contemplating having everybody wear coronavirus masks. Now, I know for some of you listening, the audio sounds muffled. No, I'm wearing a mask. All right? So I'm in a mask. It is not an N95 respirator mask because you can't find those. And surgical masks, the ones with the loops, aren't very protective. And so there's been a lot of misinformation and confusion when it comes to masks and what masks can we wear. Can we make our own masks? So let me just kind of break this down, okay? This mask, by the way, I'm wearing is so uncomfortable. We're animals. Animals don't like things on the face. I can't stand something being over my face. God forbid I ever get sleep apnea. I don't know how I'm going to be dealing with a CPAP mask. But this is something, for those of you listening that can't see me, it looks like one of my bras, one of the cups of my bra that I wore like maybe in the second grade. It's like an A cup, okay? Unfortunately, my bras are way too big. I mean, they cover my whole face and neck, so I can't wear those. So it's a cloth. It's just cloth. It's a thicker cloth mask that absolutely has no success in blocking out viruses, blocking out bacteria that we know of. They haven't been tested, but it was the only thing I could find on the internet. I'm a doctor. I can't get surgical masks. I can't get N95 respirators. You know, and again, I would rather the hospitals get them, but I was hoping to buy some to donate. You just can't find them anywhere. So what I was able to do is find some half-assed cloth things, you know, just in case, you know, the poop really hits the fan. So CDC, Donald Trump, people are talking about, well, should we just have everybody wear a mask? Now, here's the pros and here's the cons of that. Okay. If you understand microbiology, and you understand pathogens and bacteria and things like that. I mean, they are small. They are smaller than small. And I always bring up ants because we've all seen what ants do. Ants will find a means to get to where they need to go. So if you, let's say, close a door or move over the lollipop rather than throwing it out and letting it just sit there on the ground, that ant will know how to go around to get to it. That's the same thing with pathogens. So you see here, see how I can stick my fingers into my mask? A pathogen knows that. The pathogen will be like, well, wait a second, let me go into her eyes, you know, or find another orifice that's just out there open. I think all my orifices are covered, but you never know. So if you wear a mask that's kind of halfway and, well, this is kind of tight, but here it's open, pathogens are still going to come through, which is why the N95 respirator mask has been clinically proven, tested, has to have two or three sets of QA before it could go out there on the market. And so those things are supposed to be the best. But get this, even an N95 respirator, which I don't have one of those to show anybody, those have to be changed out every 8 hours, assuming you don't spit, sneeze, cough, or anything on it. The second it gets sullied, the second a mask gets dirty or wet or whatever, or you spill your drink on it, or it's contaminated, you can't use it. Now, I mean, we might be able to re-sterilize them in the hospital setting, but I bring this up Because for people that have maybe this stupid thing like I'm wearing, or you try to makeshift one with your bra, I'll bring one of my bras in tomorrow. It's going to scare you guys. You're going to be like, oh, my God. You know, you could use that to go shopping and not have to pay plastic when you go to California. But my concern with these sort of masks or the idea of everybody wearing a mask is whatever I do today or tomorrow will diminish its effectiveness. And unless I could guarantee I have enough masks, which I don't, until we peak, and we're going to talk about which state peaks. I'm not going to wear this the whole time. I can't stand wearing it right now. But we're going to be talking about when each state is supposed to peak with their coronavirus cases. Why waste your mask during a time when you might need it later? So let's say you guys got a hold of five N95 respirators. Let's say you did somebody a favor or black market, whatever. You were able to get the goods. I don't know when to tell you to use them because once you wear them, they start to lose their efficacy. So you could only, they could be useless when they're wet, overworn, etc. The elastic band. So if we only have a finite amount of masks, I'm a little nervous about telling people to just wear them or start wearing them now. That being said, I do love the idea of a barrier. The pros to something like this is I am at least, you know, offering some sort of a barrier if I'm coughing on you or you're coughing on me or whatever. It also makes you remember that we're in the coronavirus age, the coronials or whatever. And so it reminds you to be careful because our habits are touching our face and things like that. But having something like this on you, you'll kind of remember, okay, I got to be a little bit more, you know, aseptic and clean and diligent. Negative with this is you might go, okay, you know what? I'm covered. I am so covered. So I'm going to just sit here and I could even kiss you with this. No. So, you know, would I support the CDC saying to wear masks? As long as I don't think it'll hurt. My caveat would be, if you aren't at your peak, save them. Because if you only have four or five, or if you only have one of these, and these makeshift do-it-yourselfers, I think people are sticking tampons in their nose, and they're putting maxi pads. Honestly, I've had some maxi pads that are like extra strength I had to use when I was on call. I would probably rather wear a maxi pad than my bra, to be honest. But then again, I don't like wearing bras either. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason for working the dials. All right, we got Jack calling out of Japan. Jack, how you doing tonight, or today, or is it tonight over there?
Hello, doctor. It's midnight here in Japan.
Wow.
The station here is exactly 2 weeks behind the U.S. station. Especially Tokyo, very big and dense cities, but pandemic is almost occurring. The mm-hmm. government is warning, especially to the young people, not to go to bars or restaurants, etc. You know. Then my question tonight in Japan time is, I would like to ask the doctor, my suggestion is airplane, you know, airplane.
Mm-hmm. Airplanes, yep.
Equipment, airplanes, not military, just mm-hmm. airplanes, has AED and the oxygen mask, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And my suggestion is to the government is use airplane temporarily as a treatment center, treatment hospital, like beds. Is that possible, do you think?
It is. Absolutely. You know, airplanes do have better, you know, pretty good filtration systems. In fact, a lot of people have asked if we should kind of make our hospital a little bit more like an airplane. The only problem is in terms of the spacing. Airplanes, in terms of having people lying down and how many people you can have, it might, you know how New York just got that big, huge, like, liner, you know, ship. That can hold, I don't know how many thousands of patients, I think 2,500. Unfortunately, with airplanes, you aren't going to be able to hold as many, keeping them as apart. But it is a possibility if they're grounded. If, you know, flights are grounded and we need places that can have better filtration, I don't see why they wouldn't look into that. I think that's a great idea, Jack.
Yeah, thank you so much. Especially the carrier attendants, they know how to use their equipment. They can work as a nurse to take care of the coronavirus-infected patients.
Well, they're actually already in California recruiting medical students and nursing students. They're deputizing a lot of people. You know, Jack, while I have you on the phone here, first, how are you listening to the show in Japan?
Internet.
Good.
Now I've been listening to GCN over decades.
Fantastic. I love that. I love that. So it looks like Japan has close to 2,000 cases, 56 deaths.
That's
Is it right. slowing
oh,
down?
Oh, already surpassed 2,000. Almost 3,000.
Really? Really? So is it slowing down or is it still rising pretty exponentially?
Rising.
Okay.
Rapidly.
Okay.
I think 2 weeks later could be like the situation in the U.S.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. How is everybody in Japan taking the Olympics having been postponed?
Olympic. Me, personally, I have no comment.
Yeah.
But I think it's a very difficult question on me.
No worries.
From what I'm understanding. So many opinions.
Yeah, exactly. From what I'm understanding, a lot of people are upset because it could really, really affect the economy over there. But then others are like, they're worried about the virus. So has your family been safe? Has anybody in your family been affected by coronavirus?
Well, this is my opinion, though. Not enough tests.
Right.
The result is unknown. I think a lot of people are already infected, but no symptoms, especially young people. So I don't know. Nobody knows exactly the coronavirus infected number. The government even don't know.
Mm-hmm. So true.
As you know, doctor.
Absolutely. But you're healthy. Are you and your family feeling okay?
Yeah, actually, I got a slight cold 2 weeks ago, but I recovered, and I didn't get the test. What kind of virus I got, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot of people are same. Yeah, same symptoms and no symptoms. Yesterday, as you know, the very famous comedian, Japanese comedian, died.
Mm.
By coronavirus.
Yeah.
Ken Shimura.
Yeah.
A lot of people are shocked. So shocked.
It is. And it's shocking because, many people who have fame, you know, have wealth, and you would think they would have access to health care, but this virus doesn't care. And I'm sorry. I know that's really hard on the country right now to see someone that they've, you know, bonded with and, you know, enjoyed for so many years to see that happen. That's rough.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, I'm hoping for good luck next year.
Yes, us too, and a vaccine. Jack, thank you for calling in. You be safe. Keep listening to Japan, and I wish you and your family good health, okay?
Yes, doctor. Thank you so much.
You take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Let me give you guys the latest numbers on that. You know, this is, I should have asked which city he was calling from in Japan, but glad you guys are listening throughout the country or throughout the world. That's fantastic. According to Worldometers, which seems to have higher numbers than other sources, which is why I use Worldometers for our numbers, because it'll report less, I mean, it'll report more than the other sites. But it looks like still it's less than what people are being told in their own country. So Jack said Japan is close to 3,000 cases. We're being told here, based on this, now Japan's completely off the list. Why is it off the list? Are you kidding me? Hold on a second. Yeah, we're being told that Japan is at 1,900 cases. So, you know, a big trend we're having is misinformation. You know, I mean, are we getting the exact numbers reported out of, Wuhan residents had shared, you know, the other day that their numbers were way higher than what was reported. And so, I know fake news is a term commonly used, but it does kind of encompass what's been going on with this, where, you know, do we really know what's happening in Japan, what's really happening in China? You know, and does, you know, do these countries want us to know the real numbers because they're trying to get their economy back on track? So what I'm getting, and again, I give you this site because this has the highest number, which to me would be as close to the most accurate because it's not underestimating. But again, I can't say for sure because, again, this is coming from, I believe this is an American site. So, you know, it's relying on numbers being reported. But the USA right now is at 174,000 total cases, 3,400 deaths. 3,800 people are currently in critical condition. They say we have about 165,000 active cases. Like Jack had said, in Japan, you know, we need more testing. All these countries need more testing to get a more accurate idea of how many how many have it, the death rate, you know, how severe it is. Italy, close second behind at 105,000 cases with 12,000 deaths. Spain, 94,000 cases with 8,200 deaths. China, 81,000 cases with 3,300 deaths. Again, China's been hovering in the 80 to the 81,000 range now for about a week or two. And again, it kind of makes you scratch your head going, you know, did they really lick this? Did they really contain it? Or, you know, are those numbers not representative? Germany is at about 68,000 cases, 682 deaths. Iran is 44,000 cases, 2,800 deaths. France is 44,000 cases, 3,024 deaths. The UK is 25,000 cases, 1,789 deaths. Switzerland, 16,000 cases. Belgium, 12,000. Netherlands, 12. So, I mean, Europe's obviously getting consumed. Turkey, 10,000. Austria, 10,000. South Korea, 9,700. And then the rest fall under. Canada at about 7,400. Israel, 4,800. So, when we look at America, of course, the lion's share is, you know, being grappled by with New York. New York has, of the 174,000 coronavirus cases, claiming about 75,000 of them. So far, 1,500 people have died within the state of New York. New Jersey is at about 16,000 cases. California, 7,400. Michigan, 6,400. Florida, 6,300. Massachusetts, 5,700. Washington, 5,200. Illinois, 5,000. Pennsylvania, 4,100. Louisiana, 4,000. Texas has 3,100 cases. Georgia, 3,000. The rest are below 3,000. Not that that is insignificant. It is significant. I live in Nevada. Nevada just had a couple new deaths within the last 24 hours. So we're at 17 total deaths, 1,000 cases. Now, many people are asking, you know, have we peaked? Or when is the peak going to hit? So when we come back, I'm going to talk about the peaks. I'm going to give you guys each state's projection on when coronavirus is supposed to peak in your state, based on an infographic out of University of Washington. Really, really cool. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A just-released economic report shows consumer confidence is falling fast, although it has not fallen as fast as many economists had feared. The Conference Board reporting the Consumer Confidence Index has dropped to 120 this month, down from 132.6 in February. Many economists were predicting it would be down to about 110. Experts say the pandemic and a slowdown in the global economy is, of course, driving that lack of confidence. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump could be doing a lot more to help gain the confidence of Americans and help curb the coronavirus outbreak.
We need the equipment, the personal protective equipment for the workers, the ventilators and other equipment for the patients.
She was speaking on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So everyone's question out there is, what the heck is the truth? You know, how serious is this? When do we go back to work? You know, are many of these deaths, you know, coronavirus directly causing the death, or are they related to somebody getting sick with coronavirus? Does it even matter? It does, but, you know. So there's many concerns and questions of, okay, can somebody kind of put this into terms of what we need to do, when we need to do it, how bad is this, You know, and so University of Washington made a great attempt at that. Their Institute of Health Metrics evaluation created a model for when coronavirus is going to peak in your state. And it also projects how many hospital beds are going to be needed. ICU beds, bed storage, ventilators, and to help hospitals and communities, you know, understand and help, prepare for when the peak comes. Now, when you look at the different dates for each state, some of you are going to scratch your head. You're going to be like, wait a second, New York might peak sooner than the South, or, because they're taken into a whole bunch of parameters. So when they did this projection, and by the way, it's on my Twitter, it's on my Facebook, it's on my LinkedIn. I'll try to add it. I think you can actually access it from my website at Dr. Dahlia. It's basically entitled in an article, Your State's Coronavirus Peak. So when you find that, you'll be able to look it up. I made a table of everybody's state, which I'll kind of review for you guys as well. But there's also a link to this metric, which I really urge you guys to look at. And what they do is they look at, who's had travel restrictions, who's had lockdowns in place. Although somebody on Facebook had said that their lockdown hadn't been updated yet on this. So I'm not sure what the lag time is for updates. So when you look at United States as a whole, they're expecting that we are going to peak in 14 days. Now, they're very careful with the verbiage. They're saying peak resource use as opposed to coronavirus cases peaking. And the reason why they have to be careful with the terminology is we've been surmising that coronavirus has been around in the United States now for months, way before China, shared with us, you know, the fact that we have a new coronavirus. And so there's a chance that we might have had peak cases before we even started testing. So they have to be very careful saying this is the peak. All right. You know, although we are guessing that the cases have grown because there's been more spread, but we can't say 100% for sure. The other thing that kind of, you know, monkey wrenches this is that the more we have testing capabilities, the higher the number. So if we end up having a shortage of tests, will that imply that the peak goes down? So what they're saying is right now, this is a peak resource. For the United States, they say we are still short 26,381 ventilators. We're short 54,000 beds and 13,800 ICU beds. They expect we're going to need 220,000 beds. Jack had brought up using an airplane. Airplanes, you know, if they're grounded, you know, those could be sources of beds. ICU beds, we might have to retro or repurpose hotels or like Javits Center in New York to make ICU. It's hard because you need the filtration. That's pretty difficult to do. But when you look at that number, we have 14 days to get our acts together. It's a little frightening. So then when you look at the individual state, so I live in Nevada. So when I pull up Nevada, it talks about a stay-at-home order. Well, not technically implemented. We aren't told to stay at home yet. We do have educational facilities closed. Those have been closed since March 16th. Non-essential services were closed March 20th. Actually, I thought non-essential services were closed earlier because we closed up. And then travel severely limited, not implemented yet. So there is still travel. Our airport is still working. So we are expected to hit our peak resource. Okay, now the date changed. Now they're saying April 22nd, whereas yesterday it was April 20th. So I guess the numbers change. We don't have a bed shortage from what we understand in Nevada, but we do have an ICU bed shortage. We're going to need about 60. And then when you take this graph and you alter and you move it, it kind of shows you where on the date range we would have issues. And so apparently they moved our peak resource need to about April 22nd with our peak cases around April 25th. So for those of you that live in, let's look at Minneapolis or Minnesota. So with Minnesota, all right, yep. It's funny, my son thought when he was little, he thought Minnesota was like a little mini M-I-N-I soda, S-O-D-A, because he never saw the word spelled out. He couldn't read yet. I'm like, no, it's Minnesota. But that's okay. You know, he's my kid, so obviously he's not going to be the, you know, sharpest tool in the shed. He's getting there, though. All right, so Minnesota, they have a more narrow curve. And what that means is by the time the cases start to rise, Minnesota's going to be all over it. They're not going to drag their feet and drag their tissues. They're going to crush it. So their, shall we say, their graph is narrowed with them peaking at about April 18th. They have enough beds so far, but they need more ICU beds, about 357. They need about 570 ventilators. Now, when you look at deaths per day from Minnesota, they think we have 18 days until the peak count for people dying. They expect another 49 coronavirus deaths. In Nevada, because I didn't give you guys that number, for those of you Nevadans, we expect another 15 deaths, 19 days until we hit our peak for death rate. Let's look at California. California is starting to deputize medical students and nursing students. They've been asking for students all over the country. Their peak resource use is going to hit April 27th. Their graph is a lot wider than Minnesota's. And again, they have more population and, you know, who knows about their logistics. They don't think they're going to have a bed shortage or an ICU bed shortage, but they will need about 1,500 ventilators. They're expecting another 122 deaths, peaking in about 26 days. So now we're going to jump to New York. New York obviously is getting the biggest hit. They are expecting their peak to happen in 8 days. Their window is a lot more narrow, more like Minnesota's window, which means they are expecting to crush it soon. But those are New Yorkers. I mean, New Yorkers, they're on it. You know, they're on things in New York minute. So there is no way they're going to hem and haw. They, however, have a huge problem. They have about 60,000 bed shortage, 10,000 ICU bed shortage. They need about 9,000 ventilators. They've already started a stay-at-home order. They have educational facilities closed, non-essential services closed, but their travel has not been limited. I'm supposed to fly out there in a couple months. I'm not sure if that's happening. Unfortunately, they're expecting another 827 COVID-19 deaths. That is going to be projected by April 10th. So, you know, New York definitely has its share of you know, issues. So, I would definitely go to my website. I'm going to have to update the dates because the dates keep changing in terms of when peak is. But you can, you know, follow it. It's you know, I've been telling people to, you know, follow the corona, the Worldometer numbers or the New York Times America map. This is something this Institute for Health Metrics is another way people can kind of surmise what could be going on in their area. Because, again, you don't see it. Again, these are all guesses. These are projections. It's kind of how, you know, health authorities, you know, can kind of take numbers and look at, you know, travel and look at, you know, stay-at-home orders and people, you know, being stupid and licking toilet seats. I think they take all that into effect. 1-877-DELI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals,
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, many of you have mixed feelings on Amazon. Some of you love that Amazon exists. You could shop on it. You could still get supplies. And you are very, very grateful that you have a means to be able to get things ordered. And you've been utilizing Amazon now for months, even beyond coronavirus, because of its accessibility and ease. Others have thought Amazon has gone too far. knocking people out of the market, you know, forcing workers to work long hours, you know, changing the whole face of commerce, possibly hurting the commercial real estate market. So there's a lot of mixed emotions. Me, I'm mixed, and I can't be in a position to criticize because I've been relying on Amazon, especially for this coronavirus thing. So I have to stay neutral. But this headline definitely stirs a lot of emotions. So there's an Amazon worker who led a walkout at a New York City facility on Monday. And his name is Chris Smalls, and he led workers who demanded protective gear and pay. He's an assistant manager and organizer who now has been fired. And he said it's a shame on them to fire someone after 5 years for sticking up for people and trying to give them a voice. So there is a strike, and strikers at the JFK 8 warehouse in Staten Island demanded that Amazon temporarily shut down the large facility for cleaning after reports of multiple employees testing positive for COVID-19. I believe there was an article that had said there were 8, and then there were other numbers that were coming forth. So the workers are obviously concerned, because while the rest of the country's on shutdown, they're working. And again, mixed emotions, because one of the reasons why people can do a shutdown is because of the sacrifices that Amazon workers are making, being able to still supply food, supplies to other people. So this idea of essential business workers being kind of caught, you know, in this storm and vulnerable is something that nobody's really talking about. You know, it's kind of like one of those things. I forget what movie it was where, A Few Good Men? Where Jack Nicholson kind of said, look, you know, you want people like me on the front line, you're not going to admit it, type of thing. Even though he was a bad guy in the movie. Same thing, you know, a lot of us, we're like, everybody stay home, but oh, please, Amazon and grocery stores stay open. You know, this stay-at-home thing has been rough, but it's been a piece of cake compared to what it could be because we have places that are still working. Well, who is sacrificing for that? So, Amazon workers are striking. Amazon confirmed that 2 workers at JFK 8 tested positive and were quarantined. Workers alleged that number was understated. In a call and response outside the fulfillment center, protesters reportedly chanted, how many cases we got? 10. And in a statement, Amazon alleged that Smalls had close contact with the diagnosed associate, but did not comply when asked to remain home with pay for 14 days. Now, so here's a he said, she said. So if Amazon did send him something in writing, saying, look, you've been exposed, we want you to self-quarantine for 14 days with pay, and they have that in writing, they're going to be protected. If they don't, there's an issue. So the statement read, despite that instruction to stay home with pay, he came on site today, which was March 30th, putting the teams at risk. This is unacceptable. We have terminated his employment as a result of these multiple safety issues. Now, according to the company's previous statements, the infected co-worker in question last reported for work on March 11th. Had Smalls been exposed that day, they say a 14-day mandatory quarantine would have made him eligible to return by March 25th. So according to The Guardian, Amazon did not send him home until March 28th. He said no one else was put on quarantine, even as the infected person worked alongside associates for 12-plus hours a week. So, you know, whose story is correct? So, again, if Amazon had anything in writing, if they don't, nope, can't believe them. So, you know, Amazon insisted it's taking extreme measures for safety, including deep cleaning, procuring supplies. More than 800,000 workers were offered unlimited if unpaid leave if they felt uncomfortable working. The company disputed nearly every detail related to the protest, from the number of participants to Small's job title. Apparently more than 60 workers participated, according to organizers. Amazon said there were 15. So I don't know what the heck is going on there. However, New York State Attorney General Letitia James, from what I understand, may be suing Amazon for firing the worker. employees at Bezos' own Whole Foods has planned a nationwide sick out. General workers have also staged their own silent protest, demanding that they now make the much-needed ventilators in its jet engine factories. Instacart workers say the company still has not provided essential protections, including coronavirus outbreak, which has caused some of their workers to be ill. So where we're at right now is we're in a shutdown. We have unemployment reaching the highest record we have seen in decades. Four times the previous record in October 1982. Dow Jones falling, etc. People asking others to stay home. But there is a reliance on our quote-unquote essential workers. You also have workers saying, I want to work. I want to get back out there. So how do we allow essential workers to work and still be safe? I mean, you know, essential workers, essential locations are supposed to have, distancing, filters, sanitizers, masks, means for people to have some protection. So if somebody's forced to go to work and not be able to get paid to leave, they're going to be unfortunately forced.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.